Anyway, Masechet Erevin Daf Ayin Aleph, and we're starting at the bottom of Ayin Amud Bet. So we're still in the middle of the questions here. We had the beginning of, at the bottom of Ayin Amud Aleph, we had Bai Minei Rava Mirav Nachman, right? Rava asked Rav Nachman a question about a Yoresh. Now the question here was a person who inherits his father or his family's rights in the Chatzer. Can a person like that, right? Can a person like that do bitul? So if suddenly he's now found himself the nice rightful owner of the chatzer, or a portion of the chatzer, can he do bitul? We saw two, Rav Nachman said yes. Right? Rav Nachman said yes to Rav. He said he says yes. Rav then challenged him twice. On both occasions, Rav Nachman answered and said, no, you're confused. The brighter that you spoke there, aren't talking about bitul, talking about Torah bitul, and the guy's allowed to do bitul, and he can do bitul. And we only wait until he does bitul. This is the third challenge now from a brayta that Rava brings to Rav Nachman. So now, Toshma, Yisrael v'ger shiriva megurachat. So Yisrael v'ger, Rashi says over here, ger shemet v'en lo yorshin. So we know the classic idea, the ger, right, that he's the person who hasn't got any yorshin, and therefore there's no one to inherit him. And Rashi says, yeah, machzik b'nechasav zachaben. So anybody can inherit the ger. Basically, the difference between a ger and somebody else, that a ger hasn't got yorshim, and therefore anybody who his stuff is lohefka, and the first person to lay their hands on the ger's possession is the rightful owner of the ger stuff. So now there's a Yisrael and a ger that live together. The brightest is over here, shrin b'magura achat. Rashi says, yeah, magura goren hu v'chaluk b'chadrim. So it's a goren that took some sort of storehouse or where and split into rooms. I saw another parish, I'm not sure where I saw it, where he says there that Goren is Megurim. It's basically just in a dwelling place. That Goren is not Dafka, a storehouse, but Megurim Echad. They all live together in a common area. And now, Meit Ger Mibo'od Yom. The Ger dies Erev Shabbos. Right? So now the Ger dies Erev Shabbos. Anybody who wants can come and inherit the ger stuff. The thing is, if he does Erev Shabbos, there's still enough time for somebody else to come along and become the rightful owner of that chatzer. So in other words, it's good time. And he's now the owner Erev Shabbos on Friday afternoon. So in theory, there's a new owner now. And that new owner should be the one to make the Eruv. And if he doesn't, then he would also on anybody else in the chatzer. On the other hand, if there isn't anybody who takes possession of the ger stuff, and there's nobody there, the ger doesn't exist. It's if he's stalek, right? He's gone. He's disappeared. So it might not be a problem whatsoever. So let's see. This bright now is going to discuss two scenarios. Scenario number one, when he died, mibo'od yom, and scenario number two, when he died already, mishachashecha. Once it was dark already, Shabbos was in. So the first case is, Umayt gave me b'od yom. Now he dies in b'od yom. Remember, Rava's trying to prove a point here to Rav Nachman that a Yoresh cannot make an Eruv. Can't do bitul. So that's his proof. That's what he's trying to prove. It says like this. Umayt gave me b'od yom. Afal pi shehichzik Yisrael acher b'nechasav. So the bride says, Afal pi, even though hichzik Yisrael, another Yisrael is already got hold of his possessions, oser. He's oser. Afal pi has a big problem for Chachamim. Look at Rashi, Avier Rashi says, L'kama parich my afa pishik. What do you mean afa pishikzik? Otherwise, it should be the other way around. Because the brayta says, even though ichzik Yisrael, right? But nechasav, oser, he's also, look at Rashi, ha machzik al adar. So the new guy, even though he was machzik Erev Shabbos, he's oser. Then we understand, we'll get to a moment to understand that our problem with the afa pish. Then the next case was, or back, mishik hasheicha, if the ger died when it was really Shabbos had come in, Afal pi again, there's a problem with afal pi again. Rashi says again, parich lekaman ki lo echzik. Right, so afal pi shelo echzik Yisrael acher. Even if another Yisrael didn't take possession, eino oser. This is quickly what the Bryan says. The Bryan says that if Yisrael has got possession of the chatzer before Shabbos, then he's oser. And if he hasn't got possession, then eino oser. If the ger dies, mishech hashecha. So the Gemara said like this, ha gufa kashya. The Gemara starts off by saying there's a problem in the brayta. What's the problem? Amarta mi b'od yom, that if the guy dies, the ger dies, Erev Shabbos, He said, Afal pi shehichzik. Even if somebody else was machzik, then oser. So he says, what do you mean, Afal pi shehichzik, even if somebody else was machzik? Velo mebayi, and it seems that it's pashut, you have to ask the question, what happens? Ki lo ichzik, when isn't somebody there. So what's the Gemara saying like this? When the brother said, Afal pi shehichzik, even though somebody held the ownership of the ger stuff already, he's oser, meaning, and even if he didn't, he would oser as well. So if nobody did, that seems to be pashut, because we say, even if somebody does, meaning if there isn't somebody there, it's clear to us that he would, that the chatzer would be asur, the fact that the ger died, maybe odd yom, and there was nobody there, it would be asur, and even if there was somebody there, it would still be asur. The Gemara said, what are you talking about? It's the other way around. Afarat adrabah. Ki lo hichzik. If there's nobody there who took possession of the ger's rights before Shabbos, then lo asar. There's no one there to asur. Why would the ger? The ger died, erev Shabbos. He's gone. Istalek min ha'olam. There is no ger. So there's no ger, and there's no owners. There's no one there to asur on me. So what do you mean? Even if there is somebody there, meaning, if there isn't somebody there, it's pashut that it would be asur. You with me? I'm trying to simplify that as much as possible. It took me a while to actually understand it. Let's go one more time. The Brayta says, if the ger died erev Shabbos, before, in the afternoon, Thursday at 12 o'clock. So Brayta says, even if, afapi, that there is someone who came in and took the possession, who's now my new owner, he's also. What does it mean, even if? The Brayta says, even if means that it seems pashut to you, that if there wasn't somebody there, it's asur. And even if there's somebody there, it's asur. Other way around. If there was nobody there, it shouldn't be asur, because who's asur, who's making it asur for me? Got it? Okay. That's the most question. So Papa says, no. Eima afa pi shelo hichzik. My Papa says, you got it wrong. Your question's right, but the bright is wrong. Correct the bright and you say, afa pi shelo hichzik ache b'nechasav oser. And that's the chidush. That there's no one there, it's also but the Gemara says, how can you say that? Alpha Pishik, I'm telling you, but the brightest says straight out. Alpha Pishik, you can't come along and start rephrasing the brightest. It's clear to us in both cases, the Rashi and the Sefer, it says Alpha Pishelo Hichzik. So the Gemara says, you're right, Dachi Kamar. Actually, and Rashi points in over here, Rashi Dachi Kamar, the Chisure Mechsra, it's a corrupted brighter, and read the brighter as follows. Alpha Pishelo Hichzik mi ba'od yom. Right, afa bi shelo hichzik mi ba'od yom, ela mi shechashecha. Even though again there wasn't anybody held the presence before, but only mi shechashecha. Kevan, now he came in at night and he owns it at night. The ger, right? Kevan da havel ela hachzik mi ba'od yom. Since in theory he could have taken possession mi ba'od yom because the ger was dead already. So because there was this theoretical possibility that a person would be the owner mibo'od yom, therefore we consider him as if he already was the owner mibo'od yom, and because if he was the owner mibo'od yom, he would have to have made an eruv mibo'od yom. He didn't make an eruv mibo'od yom, so therefore it's asur. How are you, David? We asked about you earlier.
Thank you. We are getting there slowly.
Yeah, better? Feeling a bit better?
I'm still on a tube that's sticking out my chest and it's quite painful. But
okay, probably. So we'll still have the Refuah Shleimah then for David Yaakov Baruch Ben Sibyl.
Sibyl Dina.
Dina.
Sobel Dina.
Sobel Dina. Sobel Dina. Okay, for Refuah Shleimah. Okay. So now, that was Kevin Havilela.
Surely the rights of the previous owner continue into if he passes over the property or the rights to the property, and to a successor or whoever, surely the rights that attach to that property actually move into the new.
But here is a ger who died, and the ger who died's got no people to pass over the rights to. He died without any family, sitting alone in a room. On Friday afternoon, and he had, you see it all the time, people having corona, and suddenly people haven't heard from them for 5 days, and they were having all these terrible stories about people on their own. So here, and those aren't gay rooms, those people with children. They haven't seen their children for 5 days because, I don't know, they're not seeing them because of corona. But imagine, you've got a gay, you've got no family, you've got no children, you've got anybody. He died, And they discovered it on Friday afternoon at 12 o'clock that the guy's dead. There's no children. Who's he passing it over? Our case, he has a gear. We're discussing a gear. You're discussing another scenario. We're discussing a gear at the moment. And there is the Gemara's...
How can you take on Shabbat, you can take the gear's property, you can take possession of property?
Okay, so we're not discussing that yet either. We're discussing Erev Shabbos when we get to Shabbos.
It said, Elamech.
No, the guy took possession. Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, you mean he did a Kenyan? Okay. So he was Mechal Shabbos. He shouldn't have done it, but he did it. Agreed. There's no, as a rule, we say there's no Masa Kenyan on Shabbos, right? But Masa Kenyan on Shabbos is an issue. But the fact is, he did a Masa Kenyan, the Masa works. Right? So now. That's our topic. So that's how the Gemara basically explains what the Brayta is saying. The Brayta is saying is, even though is also why? Because he could have taken possession, he didn't take possession, therefore it's as if he did it. And now the next case of the Brayta was, yeah, Robert, this is now your, this has been mamash to your position, right? To your question. Here the Brayta says, Mishachashecha. And what are you saying that if somebody did take possession, then he wouldn't oser? Yeah, the Brayta seems to acknowledge that if he did take possession, say he took possession, you're right, I'm not arguing with you. There might be a problem here of the maser, of the Kenyan. Right? Maybe yes, maybe no. But even if not, if he would have been there, I'm a papa again, I'm afi shechzik. Rabbi changes it again. Because what are you talking about? Afi shechzik etani. It says afi shechzik. Hachik amar. The Gemara says again, Rashi points out again, chisura mechshra, v'hai afi ashechzik kai. Talking about the afi shechzik. Right? She says, afi shechzik mishech ashecha. Kevan de lo havel hichzik ni ba'od yom el oser. So he says, why would it be that if a guy took possession on a Shabbos that he wouldn't oser on us? Because he only took possession now, and he, at Erev Shabbos, when we should have made the Eruv, he wasn't able to make an Eruv. He didn't exist then. So therefore, at the time of making Eruv, he didn't exist. So therefore, we have the cloud. Remember we said, Hutra, lechelek mi ha-Shabbos, Hutra lekol ha-Shabbos. Since there was nobody there to make an Eruv, Erev Shabbos, so therefore, the chatzir was mutar. So now this guy arrives late on at night. He doesn't come in and osra us in here. But now comes the question. Remember Rav's question to Rav Nachman about whether Yoresh can make an eruv dubitl or not. Ketani mihat reisha oser. So says Rav to Rav Nachman. However, what did the Brayta say? The Brayta said, Umed ger mi ba'od yom, afa pish ichishal acher b'nechasav oser. He's oser. Now, my oser, according to you, niftal. He could have done bitul. Why didn't he do bitul? According to you, Rav Nachman, a yoresh can do bitul. Why is this yoresh, who's yoresh now from the ger, causing us a problem? Let him do bitul. So again, Rav Nachman says to Rabbi, my oser diktani, what's the oser he's speaking about? Achi yevatel, you're right, and achinam, he can do bitul. The Brayta is telling us that this guy has got all the standing of a rightful owner. And therefore, until he does bitul, it's asur. But anachinami can do bitul. Okay, so we haven't really had much success with any attempts here to try and prove the Yoresh can't do bitul or he can do bitul. But I basically think that he can do bitul. Rabbi Yochanan, right? Look at Rashi. Rabbi Yochanan says, Amar hani tarte matnita batraita damre Yoresh oser Beit Shamehi. Rabbi Yochanan says, wait a second, guys, you got it all wrong. These brightas that Abaya and Rava have been bringing here to try and prove both to Rabbah and to Rav Nachman that you can't do Bitul are Beit Shammai. They are Beit Hillel. Look at Rashi, look back in the Gemara. Amra Nitin Mani. Who's the Tan of Amish? Now, Rabbi Shammai. The Amra ain't Bitul Rishut B'Shabbat. Right? You can't do Bitul B'Ditnam. Amatanot Nin Rishut. When can you do Rishut, give Rishut? Just by the way, this issue here of Misha Techshach is quite a difficult one, right? Because according to that, you'd like to be your question, Robert. Misha Techshach means that you can only do Bittul once it's got dark already. And Bittul seems to be like the undoing of a Kenyan, right? Or maybe not. Right? So Amar, so now. So now comes along Ula and says like this, my time at the Rabbah, the Behilal. What's Behilal's reasoning for saying that he can do it when it's Mishet Echshach, only when it gets dark? Right, what's going on over here? So he says, Naaseh Komer Kelech Etzel Yafot. What's Kelech Etzel Yafot? Right, this is a Mitziah. We learn this, remember, the idea being, in fact, let's let Rashi help us explain it. Rashi says like this. Kelech Etzel Yafot is Gabe Torem Etzel Chaveru Shlomidat. If you arrive now at a person's house and you decide you're going to start giving his truma for him. So, well, you can't give truma for somebody else. He's got to give truma. Especially truma. Remember, truma, there's no shear for truma. So what's going on over here? So we've got a Gemara in Bava Metziah. Gemara brings a Bratia. Tanya, Ba Bala Bai Tu Matzor Shul Torem. So now you arrive at home and see somebody else has given truma for you. For Amarlo, and you say to the guy, why are you giving that as the truma? Kelech Etzel Yafot. Go give the better part. Give the nicer one. Why are you giving all the bad produce as the truma? Right? So now look at Rashi. Im yesh lo yafot mehen. If the guy already has got better produce, not just being sarcastic, not a facetious comment, right? Ah, oh, what do you think? Why don't you give the best? But he hasn't really got any better. Right? That means nothing. But if he already has got better, right? So then we say truma, tot truma. Then the truma that the other person gave him, the offer of the Baal HaBayit, is a good truma. Why? The gale adate de nichele. Because he's proven by the way that he's acted now that his intentions are that he's happy for that truma to be a good truma. If you even give him the better part of the truma. Vamrinan, and we say, Commander Shuv Yeshaliach Mikardami. Therefore, it's as if originally he appointed you Yeshaliach because he's given a gushpanka. He's happy with the decision that you're making. And Rashi says, Yahachinami, this is what Ula is saying. So too in our example, Kevan de Batil Hashta, since the guy's doing Bitul now, Mishecha Sheikha, says Rabbi Beit Hillel, when it already got dark, Galei Data, he's revealing his inner thoughts, De Meikara, Beshir Yuta Nichele, right? That really from the beginning he wanted this to happen, Ela Sheshachach Velo Irev. He didn't do it. He didn't make an Eru, because what's happened? The guy's doing Bitul. So the Bitul that he's doing is saying, really, I wanted to make an Eru Erev Shabbos. But I forgot. And I did our water, wanted an Erev. I can't make an Erev now. It's too late. So therefore, I'm going to do Bitul. V'lo havele aknuye reshuta b'shabbos. And therefore, it's not that he... V'lo havele aknuye reshuta b'shabbos. So I think he's saying, in our case of here, with the Ger's Yoresh, when the Yoresh comes in, and that's what he said, right? So really... He's showing that had he been able to make the Erev Shabbos, he would have made the Erev Shabbos. So I'm an Abaya. Abaya's like this. Made Nochim B'Shabbat. He said, what are you talking about, Abaya? He was made Nochim B'Shabbat. Ma'akleches Liaforika. If the Nochi dies on Shabbos, we had in the bride said, Mate Ger Mibodjo. All right? So, I don't know. Okay, so it's not related. It's related to our brighter in a sense, but it's not exactly as our brighter. Because Abai says, now, how does that work? We said, made Nochi b'Shabbat. Right? So, my Kelech Etzel Yafodika. If a goy dies on Shabbos. Right? So, now, we said the goy dies on Shabbos, when we said Istalek, he's gone. And therefore, he's no longer Oser on us. He says, but what's going on over here? The goy dies on Shabbos. What do you mean, Lech Yafod, Etzel Yafod? It's not like any proving anything. He wants, I wanted to die of Shabbos. Didn't want to die of Shabbos. Died now. He says, this is the Makom Hidah Bet Shammai. So he, because Ula says that the Makom between Hidah Bet Shammai and what Behil's proof is, that the fact that he's could have taken possession, or he says, Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos could have had intention to do the good thing. But he says, if a goy, Behil Bet Shammai arguing with any case, even about a goy. So he says, if a goy doesn't help this argument here, because if a goy died on Shabbos, so what proof have you got here of Kelech Etzel Yafot, that he's showing you by dying that he's happy with your decision? He says, El Hachik, this is the Machlokes Beit Shammai. The Beit Shammai Savrei Bitul Reshut Mikna Reshut, the Shammai Savrei Bitul Reshut Mikna Reshutu. I'm a master, see what you're speaking about, Robert. He says, a Bitul is like a Kinyan. And O Mikna Reshut B'Shabbos Asu. And you can't do a Maaseh Kinyan on Shabbos. So therefore, you can't do Bitul on Shabbos. Uba Hillel Savre, Hillel says, no. What is Bitul? Istalukei Reshuta Ba'almuhu. It's just a person removing himself from the Reshut. It's not actually any Kinyan. Ve'istaluk erushin b'shabbos shapir dami. And nistalek, you can do it. Look at Rashi there. U'mikne erushin b'shabbos asu de dami lemekach u'memkar. So according to Beit Shammai, you can't do any of this on Shabbos because it's like a Masa Kinyan. According to Hillel, it says no. Kinyan is one thing and Istaluka is another thing. So it doesn't really help us with regards to the ger and the guy coming along and doing it because there it's an Isur of Shabbos. It's a Mikneh. But it's probably Isur de Rabbana. So therefore, it would still take effect. Right? But the Bitul, according to Hillel, is not a part of a Masa Kinyan. And therefore, you can do Bitul on Shabbos, there's no problem whatsoever. Okay.
Is there a similar concept to making something hefka?
I think that hefka that hefka would be a case of a must.
I know here it says that.
Says what? It says, tell me.
Rendering, only a natural transfer of ownership is prohibited on Shabbat. No acquisition takes place. Rendering objects as hefker ownerless is permitted on the Shabbat.
Because it's like istaluke. It's not giving a masa kinyan. I'm just asking, saying it seems to be for that same reason. Because Hefka is like Bitul. You're not doing anything. You're saying, I'm leaving it. If somebody else comes and takes it, that's the Maaseh Kinyan. Okay, interesting. There's your answer, David. Okay, Shkoach. Okay, Bal HaBayit Sheyah Shutaf L'Shcheinav L'Zeh B'Yayin V'Lezeh B'Yayin Einot Shechin La'Rev. So Tanna Kama says, if we partners, right, at the moment, there are two peshreinim. Rashi says, "V'yashutaf im shreinav b'mshemavoy l'shem shutfut ba'alma v'lo l'shem shituf." So we all have a common mavoy, right? And we happen to be partners in business. We've got wine together. We own a barrel of wine we bought together. And have you seen this new Israeli distillery called Yerushalmi, a new whiskey? They're selling barrels for 12,500 shekels. Everybody wants to buy a barrel of wine. You can buy a barrel for 12,500 shekels, right? So you go and you buy a barrel together, right? And you happen to own a barrel of wine. But you didn't do it l'shem shituf mevo'ot. You did it because you're a wine lover. You like wine. You happen to be owners of barrels of wine. So yeah, you in this, with there were and there were two mevo'ot. Your house opened to two mevo'ot. A mevo'ot on that side and a mevo'ot on that side. And on the guys in the mevo'ot on that side, you've got a partnership in a barrel of wine. And in the guys in the partnership, on that mevo'ot, you've got a partnership in a barrel of wine. Says the Tanna Kama, ein tzrichin, you have to do an eruv. Right, look at this. Shayah shtafim shechena, v'shemavoy l'shem shutfu ba'alma, v'lo l'shem shituf, l'zeh b'yayin, l'zeh b'yayin. But Gemara Mokla, we'll see, we're talking about in one kli. We're going to mention that. It has to be the wine, has to be in the one kli together. L'zeh, okay. So there we say, en tzarich l'arev. L'zeh b'yayin, v'lzeh b'shemen. But now in my one mavoy, I've got a partnership in wine. And in the other mavoy, I'm partners with somebody b'shemen. With oil, look at Rashi. That's right. Here the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Tzrichin la'arev, you do have to make an Eruv. Rashi says, Ein zeh shituf echad. Ve'ein yachol yismoch alav, sharei chaluk b'shnei kelim. We see that wine and oil, you don't really put in the same barrel, they're in different barrels, and therefore, there they're not considered the same, they're in different kelim, therefore there's not really a proper shituf. And you need to make an Eruv. Rabbi Shimon Omer, echad zeh, einan tshichin l'arev. Rabbi Shimon says, back to the difference, wine and shemen are both good. You wouldn't have to make an Eruv. So the Gemara says, like, I'm a Rav, ubekli echad. Rav says, like Rashi said, Rav says, all of this is on condition. When do we say that you have to make an Eruv? If they one kli, look at the Rashi there. Shechun naya shutfutan bekli echad, ava b'shnei kailim lo. Even if you were in one, you were partners in one, it wouldn't help. You would still have to make an Eruv was one. I forgot the Amr Behidal, the Perik Misho Tziu. Eruv, and we had this the other day, right? A couple of days ago. Mem Tet, Mem Nun Samach Ayin. Okay, it's quite a long time ago. A month ago. We had enough Mem Tet. If you remember, we learned that. We had the Eruv Mishnei Kadim, they said they were still kosher. Anybody remember this? And we said, why was it kosher there? It was meant to be in one Kli, but it was too much, and the Kli overflowed, right? Look at Rashi here. Hatam hu de miikara l'shem eruv gabo. Rashi gives a different reason. He says, why? Because there, you did it for the purpose of eruv. U miliu elemana, and the kli became full, v'yaterin, what left over. Aval hacha de lav l'shem shituf habe. But yeah, because it wasn't done for the purpose of shituf. So here we more machmir. Even if it wouldn't be big enough to go and overflow into two kalim, if it would be less than enough to fit into one kli, you'd have to make it one kli, right? B'chol echad in b'shnei kelim lo. Okay, so that's the difference of, yeah, when you want to rely on it for shituf, it has to be in one kli, where we have a kula there of going into two kelim. So now, Rava brings a proof to Rav about the idea that it has to be in one kli. So I'm a Rava, we can see, but look carefully in our Mishnah, we'll see it has to be one kli. How do we see that? Diktani lezeba yain lezeba shemen trichin la'arev. Because the Mishnah said, when you've got wine and oil, then you do have to make an eruv. Now he says, like, yeah, might be shlomo reisha bekli echad v'sefa b'kshnei kleinim shapir. And now there's perfectly good sense. Because the reisha, when it's wine and wine, we understand, is in one kli. Then you have to make an eruv. And oil and wine is in two kelim, and therefore you do have to make an eruv. So it makes perfectly good sense what Rav said has to be in one kli. Ela yamad reisha b'shnei kelim. If you're not going to say that, you're going to say that in the first case of the wine and the wine, they were in two kelim, and it was still good enough. You never had to make an eruv. And sefer b'shnei kelim, and the sefer was in two kelim, right? Both of them were in two kelim. Yet we say the reisha is good and the sefer is not good. Mali yayin v'yayin, mali yayin v'shemen. They don't understand. Then what's the difference between wine and wine and wine and shemen? Because as far as he's concerned, says Rava, the proof in the Mishnah is that it's one kli, because wine and wine go together, and wine and shemen don't go together, and that's why wine and wine is in one kli, and wine and shemen are in two kalim. Because if you say that they're both in two kalim, then what's the difference between wine and wine, and wine and shemen, if they aren't in the same kli? So Abaya says, no, that's not a proof at all. You can't prove from the Mishnah anything. Amalei Abaya, yain v'yain ra'u l'arev. Yain v'shemen and ra'u l'arev. That's the difference. You can't necessarily prove. He's not arguing necessarily with Rav Abaya. He might agree with Rav that you have to be in one kli. But he's saying from the Mishnah you can't prove it. Because all the Mishnah is saying is that Yayin could be in one kli, because Yayin mixes. Yayin and Shemen don't mix. Right? And therefore, even if they were in, if they were in one kli, Yayin v'Shemen, it still might not work. Because Yayin and Shemen, as a rule, don't mix. And therefore, we haven't got a proper shutfut with Yayin and Shemen. So Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon omer echad zeh v'echad zeh ein shichlo. Rabbi Shimon says, no. We don't care, wine and wine, oil and oil, wine and oil. You don't need to make an eruv. So Gemara says, what do you mean? V'afilu lezeh b'yayin v'lezeh b'shemen? Even if he had different partnerships with wine and with shemen, you still would say that... Shirashi Rashi says, v'yayin v'yayin ra'u l'arev, hilchach afapi shelo arvei, if they'll mix them, samchin alei, v'skesol alei, it's a comparable nisha. So now the question of here was, afilu lezeh b'yayin v'lezeh b'shemen b'tmiah halo chaz l'ruvah. But how can you say that if there's wine and shemen, that they have different partnerships? It doesn't make sense. Wine and shemen don't mix. So Amar Rabbah, hachem asked what we're talking about, b'chatzir shebein shnei mevo'ot. So now Rashi comes along and says, no. We thought up until now that it was the partnership, I had wine and you had shemen, that was our partnership. It comes along, Rabbah, and says, no. The case of the Mishnah is different altogether. There's a mavoy over there, like I actually explained it. Maybe I might have misled you all. Because I actually explained it at the beginning, we're talking about a mavoy there, and a mavoy opened to mavoot. Okay, that's the answer already now. I jumped the gun. The original understanding of Mishnah up until now was that it's a partnership in one mavoy, and we're two partners, and I've got wine, you got shemen. How can it make sense? Doesn't make sense that we're making an error between the two of us. We are, what partnership is there of wine and shemen? So that's why Rava comes along and says, no. What are we speaking about over here? We're speaking about two mavoot. Where the one guy's chatzir is open, my house open unto that mavoy and that mavoy. He says, "How come I ask him bechatzir shebein shtei mavoot?" Right? Look at Rashi over here. Bechatzir shebein shtei mavoot. For lo b'shituf the mavoy echad kam. We're talking about one shituf. Ela imzeh nishtat v'yayin with the one mavoy and erev in one. For imzeh b'shemen and with that mavoy we had with shemen. Ushnei eruvin, two different eruvin. Rabbi Shimon the ta'amei, and Rabbi Shimon is pretty consistent. What Rabbi Shimon say? And Abach adds, Idya de lo gazu. He doesn't make a gezeira. There's no gezeiras. What does it mean, no gezeiras? Look at the Rashi of Yerub. Shimon Tame, the Amar Chatzer Achat Yechola Larev Shtei Aruvim Im Shtei Mavot. One Chatzer can have an Aru with two different Mavot. Va'afa Pi Shelo Shitfu Shtei Mavot. Even though the two Mavot don't have an Aru with each other. So I'm in the middle, and I've got an Aru with that Mavot, and I've got an Aru with that Mavot. We'll see in a moment, it'll become clear to you that Rashi will help us understand what we're speaking about. He says, Hachinami, so too in this case. Afapi she'ena shituf mechubar yachad, even though the shituf is not joined between the two different mevo'ot, v'lo hutru mevo'ot ze'im ze'e, and each mavoy can't carry from one to the other because they haven't got an Erev. I'm the common denominator here. I've got an Erev with this mavoy, and I've got an Erev with that mavoy. Right? Haya muteret im shtehem. Am mutar. Velo gazrina. Let's see what the Bach added in. Velo gazrina dil ma'ati lafukai kerim sheshivtu b'mavoy zed. B'mavoy zed. Yerechat zezo. And without worry, without making exact, what would our concern be? We might say, wait a second. If this guy in the middle has got an eruv, a shittuv with that mavoy, and with that mavoy, we might look at it as all one big area, and the guy in this mavoy might end up going to that mavoy. So therefore, let's go and say it can't be. We don't do that, right? We'll see in a moment what that's similar to. We learned this the other day. Letitnan Amar Bishimon lema davar dome. I'm back in the Gemara. Le shalosh chatzirot aptuchot zol azo uptuchot oshtar rabbi. We had this the other day. This Gemara is on Daf Mem Hey. We learned that we had the guy also. We had a similar story in the Gemara there, Mem Hey. If a person got stuck with his Eruv, and he got stuck with his Eruv, he had his Darat Amot, and we had three guys together, remember? And the guy on the outside and the guy on the outside had common space with the guys in the inside, and he could make an Eruv with him. Remember that? Same idea over here. Exactly the same principle. Right? So the Mala Mar Dome, the Shalosh Chatzot Ptuchotunazu, Ptuchotunarabim, Irvu Shtaim Achitsunarim Emtsaiti, the two outside ones made an Eruv with the middle one, he muteriti mahen, the middle one could go to both of them, Vahe muteriti ma, and the two outside ones could come to him. Ushtaim Achitsunaras, Shot Zemzu, and the outer ones though also run from the other. So same thing over here. We've got a shit of mavor, says Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi explains Rabbi Shimon, says echadze, bechadze, enshech le'erif. Not that I'm mixing wine and oil, but I've got wine with that one and oil with that one, and there's no problem, and I've got a nice chatze between them. But again, wine and oil don't mix. If we did wine and oil, it wouldn't work. Okay? That's how he explains. We're according to Nakama. If we explain the brighter, the Mishnah, according to Rabba, even Tanakama would say that if I want to have an Eruv with both Chatzerot, I've got it with both Mavoot, so I have to have with wine with all of them. If I've got wine and Shemin, wine with him, and wine and Shemin with him, would it work? Where Rabbi Shimon says, no, wine with this guy, Shemin with that guy, and it works perfectly. So Abai says, how can you compare the case? What are you talking about? Me, dummy, what's going on over here? Hatam, there in the case that you bring in there, the Shalosh Chatzerot, Ketani, we learn, Shtayim Achitzonot, Asurot. The two outer ones are Asur. Hache Ketani, Ein Tzrichin Larev Klal. Here you say that I need an Eruv. How can you compare the two? He said, what are you talking about? There, what did we learn? We said the guy made an Eruv with him. And he made an Eruv with him, and those two outer ones are Asu, one with the other, and the middle one is good with him, and the good with him, and the outer ones are good with the middle one. But yeah, we're saying that there's no need for an Eruv Bichlal. It's a different world, different story, different din. We're not discussing the same thing. They're on the same radar. Right? So, the Gemara now says, no, not true. This sort of doche. My Enchichin Narev. What does it mean, Enchichim Narev? Shchenim Bahade Balabayit. About Shchenim Baladare, Enchichim Narev. He says, you got to die. Abai seemed to understand that they wouldn't need to make an Eruv of any of these guys and they could all walk one amongst the other. Gemara says, no, it's still the same din. The middle guy, he doesn't have to make an Eruv with the two outer guys. But if the outer Mavot want to use one another, they would have to make an Eruv. So therefore, it's pretty much exactly the same. And the din carries on. What, Robert?
Darren, the people in the Chatzer, different batim in the Chatzer, they have to do an Eruv.
Always.
So they can go among themselves.
Right.
To go into the Mavoy,
they have to
do an Eruv. The Buddha was a Korah or Lechi.
Now, the Mavoy, you make a Mavoy to be able to carry, Korah or Lechi, if I understand correctly, is to be able to use the Mavoy. Because otherwise, the Mavoy looks like a Rishut Harabim. But this left to have a shituf mavoot. In other words, all the people using that mavoi would have to have a shituf between them. So let's say, remember we had examples in pictures.
They would have to do where you, a shituf mavoot and a korah or
left. Remember, a mavoi has chatzerot coming into it. Remember, we said a mavoi has to have at least two chatzerot coming into it. And those two chatzerot have to each have two houses going into it. So you've got a shituf, you've got an eruv chatzerot between the two houses in the chatzer, and then you've got an Eruv chatzer between these two houses in their chatzer, and now those two chatzerot that are using the mavoi do a shituf mavoot. So you've essentially got three types of Eruvim here. You've got an Eruv Chatzot on the one Chatzer, Eruv Chatzot on the other Chatzer, and then a Shituf Mevo'ot joining the Chatzerot.
Why didn't you need a Shituf Mevo'ot if they have a Koran Lechi allows them to go into the Mavoi?
No, the Koran Lechi allows them to carry in the Mavoi after they've done a Shituf Mevo'ot. They're two different things. The Shituf, if I understand...
So you can't carry from your Chatzer into the Mavoi.
Without a Shituf Mevo'ot.
Without a Shituf Mevo'ot.
Right. And once you've got a Shituf Mevo'ot, you can't carry in the Mavoi unless you've got a Korah or a Lechi. The Korah or the Lechi is a Heker to remind us that that Mavoi is not
so
a Rishut HaRabim.
So a Shituf Mevo'ot is meaningless unless you have a Korah and Lechi as well.
A Shituf Mevo'ot is meaningless if you've got a Korah or a Lechi. Correct. You can't use the Mavoi unless you've got a Korah or a Lechi. Correct.
But okay. All right.
Ira, you're on mute. Ari, you're on mute.
What if the two shutafim the two chatzerot, the outer ones were shutafim?
So that's if the,
so they wouldn't have,
if the two outer chatzerot, and even with the mavoi in the middle.
Yeah.
So if you've got an outer chatzerot with a mavoi in the middle, and the two outer chatzerot, let's say, were partners in a barrel of wine. Then I suppose this thing would apply. Why would it make a difference if it's the chatzer in the middle and the mavoi on the outside, or the mavoi in the middle and the chatzer on the outside? I think it would be the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I would think it's the same thing. It would make sense it's the same thing. Okay. So now, that is the first answer over there, right? We said, Amar Rabba Hachamah Askinan B'chatzer Shebein Shtem Mavot. That was the first answer. I've explained this to understand Rabbi Shimon's position. Now, Rabbi Yosef's got another explanation. Rabbi Yosef says, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbanan, and Plukta, Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Nuri, Rabbanan, Kriftega. He says, no. He says, the machloket Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan is a different machloket altogether. They're a machloket, they're arguing around Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Nuri, Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Nuri, and Rabbanan got their own machloket. What's their machloket? Ditna, never Mishnah over here from a Sechet Shabbos. Right? Shemen, Shetzafal Gabayayin. We've learned this Mishnah. Shemen, Shetzafal Gabayayin. Oil floating on wine. V'naga tful yom b'shemen. Okay, Rashi says, yeah, we're talking about truma over here, right? The shemen was truma. So the shemen is on the wine. There's shemen of truma floating on the wine. V'naga tful yom, and a tful yom who hasn't yet had arev shimshor, so he would still metame truma, but maga if he touched it. And he touches v'naga tful yom b'shemen, lo pasal ele shemen bilvad. Chachamim say that the shemen and the wine are seen as two separate items. They don't even touch each other. There's no negir because the shemen is floating on the wine, doesn't touch the wine. And therefore, when you touch the shemen, you only posel the shemen, you don't posel the wine as well. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Omer, what are you talking about? Shnayin chiburin ze laze. They're joined, you posel the shemen, the wine as well. Rabbanan, in this bright over here, or Arabanan, Krabanan. They agree. In other words, Arabanan who say, Yain and Yain, very good, makes an Eruv. Yain and Shemen don't. Because like in the Mishpach over here, wine and wine join, wine and Shemen don't join. They're not part of this, they don't mix. Right? For Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Omer, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and Arabi Shimon in our Mishnah, who says that even wine and Shemen, you can still make an Eruv, he's like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. He says they're a mixture. So therefore, you could put one and get together. Right, so that's a nice answer over there. The Gemara now brings another brayta. Now we finished that machloket the Rishon Rabbi Mishnah, a brayta which is completely cholek on our Mishnah. Tani Rabbi Eliezer ben Tadai, right? Tadai, that's his name, right? Rabbi Eliezer ben Tadai Omer, Echad ze veEchad ze tshichin la'arev. He's cholek on Tanakami now. Our Mishnah said if it's wine and wine, you don't need to make an Eruv because since they were partners in wine and wine and they're mixed up, we should have a yeah, it's all one mixture, it's one thing, so therefore it's a good Eruv. He says that makes no difference. You've always got to make an Eruv on Shabbos. We don't care if you're partners in wine and wine or wine and sure, it makes no difference. So the Gemara says, what about Fidul Azebayayim and Azebayayim? And even if it's wine and wine, you'd say it makes no difference, right? So now, Rabbah gives one answer. The first answer here is, Amar Rabbah, Zeh Ba'ba L'Gino V'Shafach, Zeh Onigah V'Shafach. Kula Amar Lo Plige De Ha'irv. He says, now, with regards to the Machloket over here, in this brighter here, with Rabbi Eliezer ben Tadai, if each one of the different partners brought their jug of wine and they poured it into the common barrel, then everybody agrees they don't have to make an Eruv. Even Rabbi Eliezer ben Tadai. Ki Pligi, where's there a Machloket between our Tanakam and our Rabbanan? and Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai, kagon shelakhu chavit shel yayin b'shutfut. They bought a barrel together. They never actually brought their wine physically and threw their wine into the barrel and added their part to the Eruv, to the partnership. But they bought a barrel in partnership, right? Now we've got a question, which is, we've seen this plenty of times. Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai savar ein breira. We don't have a din of breira, and therefore we're never going to be able to establish which was mine and which was yours. Remember, breira would say that retroactively we could say, ah, that part is mine and that part is yours, and therefore we can see a proper eruv over here. For Rabbanan, in our Mishnah, say, why don't we mind if you have a, if you, even if you bought a barrel and you got wine? Because yes, breira. So that's the first answer. Rabbi explains what the machloket is. Rabbi Yosef says a little bit different. Rabbi Yosef says like this. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai, v'Rabbanan, besomchin al shituf, v'makom eruv kemiflegei. What's their machloket? Do we somech on shituf, v'makom eruv? Now, we spoke about it a second ago, when Robert asked the question, right? So we see now that there are two different concepts. There is Eruv Chatzerot, and there's Shituf Mevo'ot. Eruv Chatzerot means the two houses who have a common Chatzer want to carry in their Chatzer, they do an Eruv Chatzerot. Now we've got two houses in a Chatzer and two houses in a Chatzer, and they open up into a Mavoi. Now each of those Chatzerot, the four houses now, want to use the Mavoi. They now come along and do a shituf mevo'ot. If we've only got one, can we rely on the other? So, okay, says, what's the argument? Rabbanam somchin al shituf bimkom eruv. If we made a shituf mevo'ot already, and we didn't make an eruv chatzerot, can we rely on the shituf to also use our eruv, our chatzerot? Now, where did we see that the other day? We had a Gemara a couple of days ago. With Rabbi Yehuda, wasn't it? Where he sent the guys to go and go quickly take a look on Samach Zayin Amud Bet at the bottom. Quickly take a look there, right? Where it gets we had Ahu Yanuka Deshtapichamim. There was this kid that the milk for his, the hot water for his breast spilt over. Amalehu Rabba. So it was Rabba. A Rabba said, Naitulei Chamimei Migo Batai. Go bring it from my house. So Amalei Abai said, Hallo Arvina, we didn't do an Eruv Chatzerot. And we're in a separate Chatzer. How can you bring the water from your house to this house? So Amalei Nismoch Ashituf. We can rely on the Shituf Mevo'ot. So he said to him, Amalei Hallo Shatfina, we didn't make a Shituf either. So we see over here that Rabbah would have relied on the Shituf Mevo'ot in place of the Eruv Chatzerot. See that? Now, I'm not sure that's a proof of Yav Halocha or whatever, because that might have been Mishat Techak or not. But we can still see the idea, the concept exists. So this is the Machloket here, according to Rabbi Yosef, between Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai and Arabanan. Do we rely on Eruv, on Shituv Mevo'ot without having an Eruv Chatzerot? Okay, with the Shituv Mevo'ot is like a bigger picture. I would argue that we today are living proof that you do rely on that. Because we have an Eruv around the town. The Eruv around the town is really an Shituf Mevo'ot. The Rav or somebody's got a box of matzah. Some we discussed this plenty of times. I think Rav Tzadok has it even. You know, I'm actually going to ask Rav Tzadok today. But the Rav of the town probably has a box of matzah in his house. And that's an Eruv, a Shituf Mevo'ot for the whole town. And we don't do an Eruv Chatzah between our houses because we rely on the Shituf Mevo'ot. I just thought about that now. But I think it makes sense, right? Actually, it's a good question. I'll check it out today. All right. So that's the machloket over here. Demar savar ein somchin. That's our Rav Elazar ben Tadai, who says that you can't make an, you don't somchin. Umar Rav in our Mishnah say somchin. Right? And therefore, Rav in our Mishnah say that you've got this shituf mevo'ot. If you've got a chat, if you've got a partnership, so a partnership is already like an eruv. And a shituf mevo'ot is really like a big picture. I think the parallel would be the fact that we're partners means we don't need to actually go down to the nitty-gritty details. Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai is saying, no, you've always got to go down to the details. So that's why, do we rely on the big picture, shituf mevo'ot, for the little picture, Eruv Chatzerot, or not? Right, and I'm going to say, where do I get this from? Where do I know this? How do I say this? Look at Rashi. This is their machloket, says Rashi. How do this is their machloket? I'm Rabbi Yudah, I'm a Rav. Halach, Rabbi Yudah said them of Rav. Remember, Rav is now, we're quoting Rav. Halacha ke Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yudah, I'm a Rav, says, Halacha. We'll see in a moment what he's talking about. V'amrav Bruna amarav, and Rav Bruna amar Rav says halacha k'Rabbi Elazar ben Tadar. So we see two makorot of Rav, the one quoting Rabbi Meir and the one quoting Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai as being the makor for the halacha. Look at Rashi now. Halacha k'Rabbi Meir. What's halacha k'Rabbi Meir? De'ein somchin al shituf v'makom eruv. Rav says halacha k'Rabbi Meir that we don't rely on a shituf in place of an eruv. And on the other hand, Rav says halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai. Rabbi Yosef just told us that what is Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai's opinion? That you don't rely on shituf, on chatzim b'makom shituf. So why didn't Rav quote Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai? Why is halacha k'Rabbi Meir? They're both basically saying the same thing. Why are we quoting the same halacha twice? You with me? They both say the same thing. So I guess the Gemara says, yeah. My timer, look at Rashi. My timer shvira le Rav b'tarvayu. Why is he passing like them both? Lav mishum de tarvayu chalu milta v'chad timer. Isn't it because they're both saying the same thing and they're both of the same opinion? Right, let's look back at the Gemara. Lav mishum de chad timer. Is it because they're saying the same things? I'm like Abaya ve'i v'chad timer tarte hilchete lamini. So Abaya says on the contrary, I chad timer, right? Then why do I need two reasons? Abba doesn't understand this, right? He can't work it out. What Rav Yosef is saying, Shmuel says, no, we do need this. Why is it necessary that Rav paskens like both of them independently? Amazing story of here coming along. Listen to this. He says, Hakamash Malan, Rav's coming to teach us the law of dinan ketrei chumre be'eruvin. You don't pasken. Look at Rashi over here. The law amrinan. I skipped over quite a lot of Rashi's over here, but go now down to the towards the end where it gets narrow lines, before the wide lines. He says, Hakavashtan, the law of Dinan, we don't paskin like two chumres in Eruvin. What does that mean? Mide itchikle de Rav le meimar halacha keben tadai. The fact that Rav had to tell us halachadak reben tadai also, right, Ashmeina, he teaches us, the law of Dinan ketrei chumre dechad tanev Eruvin, that if two, one tana, has got two chumras. We don't pasken in both these chumras. Remember, we said Eruvin lekula amrina. We go lekula always. So if we end up with a one tana who's got two chumras, we want to pasken like him. We can't pasken like one tana twice in chumras. Eruvin, we accept one chumra from the guy. You machme twice, we don't accept your second chumra. But Rav wanted to pasken like both of them. It's okay, but both of them. Rabbi Meir, try chumra amr. Rabbi Meir says two chumras. What are the two chumras? Ein sobchin bechatzra shidu mavoi. You can't rely on shituf and chatzerot. Bein shenishtat fu bipat v'ein shvav yayin. Right? Whether you use bread or wine. So he says that you can't rely on shituf chatzerot. That's the one chumrah. And even if you use bread, we'll see in a moment that bread is better than using wine. So he's got upliga rabbanan lev pat umod lev nishtat v'yayin. And chachamim argued him on pat and said, no, if you did pat, you can. If you bread, you can. But they agreed with him, you can't use wine. For Rabbanan debat nitin, and in our Mishnah dahacha, or kim nedafilu bin ishtafu b'yayin, amir desum chosh kachay dechamer rabbi meir trei chumre. And our Mishnah said, even with wine, you can rely on a shituf mevo'ot. So we see that on the one hand, Rabbi Meir said, you can't use bread or wine. Chachamim agreed on wine, but here they don't agree with him. Why don't they agree with him? Right? Right? Ashtekach demachmir rabbi meir trei chumre. And Rav agrees with them on both of them, but Tarvayu, Velo Matsidik Buya Hilchat Kabate, but Trei Chumre. And he couldn't paskin like Rabbi Meir both, that you can't use. That you can't make an eruv or with bread even, both with wine and with bread. But how could he pasken like Rabbi Meir? Could you can't pasken with one chumrah. Either you can't use it when it's bread, or you can't use it with wine. You can't say both. Hilchak Ashmina Lacha Keben Tadai B'Chad. Therefore, he rather chose to say, you know what? Halacha like Ben Tadai in one of those halachas. The Ein Somchin B'Chatzot Ashitu B'Avoy B'Yan. You can't use wine, which is the machloket on our Mishnah. V'Chi Hadur Ifru Rabbi Meir Rabbanan B'Pat. And then when Rabbi Meir argues the Chavim Apat, he argues to say, on reward, he passes like Rabbi Ben Tardan. So you can't make Eruv Chatz Shituf, you can't rely on Shituf when you use wine. Rabbi Dan said, if it's bread, you could. Then he found out that Rabbi Meir said, you can't even when it's bread. He agrees with Rabbi Meir. So he ends up passing like Rabbi Meir on the, with regards to bread, and Rabbi Elazar Ben Tardai against Rabbi Dan with regards to wine, and Rav can now pass in both Chumras, without having to pass in both Chumras with the same Tana. You got it? Right? Okay. So, let me show you. Okay. That was said with bread you can, but ma'arvin b'chatzur mishtatvin b'mavoi. And now the Gemara is saying us, why are we doing this all together? What are we doing this erin all about? Shloli shakach turet erin min antinokot. She yomar v'tzeh, kids won't forget. She yomar v'tenu, lo yivu d'yivarvin, lo yivu d'yivarvin, v'chamim omim, ein ma'arvin, o mishtatvin, v'chamim omim, o ma'arvin, o mishtatvin. Okay, let's stop over here. Or you can make erev, or you do shittuf. Rabbanan say you can rely one on the other. And I think that, like we said, that seems to be halacha, the way we live today. We'll carry on tomorrow.